Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Happy Easter. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Because he lives, we shall live forever. And as I was focusing on, it's you know, the hardest thing for me to preach every year is Easter and Christmas, because it's always the same readings, and you've always heard me for all these years. And and so I was praying yesterday and today, and, you know, most of the day was in just prayer, and I says, what should I talk about? I have no idea that I haven't talked about before. And the Lord just led me to the same words I used, and I've always used for the Passion, and I've always used for the Passion and Good Friday. And those two words are for me. I always tell people, I want you to think about when Jesus is going through the crucifixion and all the suffering he went through. I want you to think that everything he did for you, for me. But I've never focused on the reality of this as the resurrection. That when Jesus rose, the reason Jesus rose was for you and for me. And if Jesus Christ rose from the grave for me and for you, what does that mean, huh? We heard in the second reading from Romans, it says, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. What does it mean for us to live today in newness of life? It's not just after we die, but what's it mean for today? And I want to focus on three things, what that means to live in this newness of life. First, we need to live life abundantly. Second, we need to live life joyfully. And third, we need to live our life for Jesus Christ. Okay, so for me, what I'm going to focus on is what does it mean to live this newness of life? First, we live life abundantly. It comes from John 10, of course, 10:10. And Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Now, what does this mean to live life abundantly? It's so different than what most of us Catholics focus on. We love Lent. We love the suffering. We feel good about it. I really think that some of us are masochists. We just love suffering. But that's not who we are. Who we are people of the resurrection. The way that we started Mass today, the homily today, was the way that the early church used to greet one another. Jesus is risen. He's risen indeed. You know, I just read a story about a guy in an Orthodox priest who was in Russia, and he was debating an atheist about the reality of God. And they're going back and forth, and he let the atheist go first. And the atheist got up, and he went on and 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 on about how there is no God. And then when he got done, then the priest got up, and he just said, Jesus is risen! And all the people said, he is risen indeed. And then he sat down. That was all that was necessary, that Jesus Christ is risen. And what we need to do is live this life abundantly every day. And so as I tell you every year here, that this Easter is 50 days, and so we need to do something that gives life to us and life to others. Every day for 50 days, I want you to focus on it and do it. It's like the fifth year I told you this, but I really want you to do it so we can live life abundantly. The people know that we are more alive than everybody else around us because Jesus is alive inside of us, right? He didn't just resurrect to walk around the earth years ago. He resurrected to live inside of you and me. So we need to live this life abundantly. We need to live this life joyfully, huh? To live this life joyfully, it comes from Psalm 16, verse 11. And it says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence, the fullness of joy. that when we are walking in this path of life, one of the ways that we show that is by being these people of joy. We talked about this on Holy Thursday, those of you who are here on Holy Thursday. But for if we're going to live forever, we need to tell our faces, correct? That people, when they look at us, they should know, oh, you're going to live forever. I can tell you got that grin on your face all the time, huh? That's got to be where we are. If we are people that live in this newness of life, we need to be people that live in this life of joy. That we live this life of joy. And finally, we go to Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, my favorite verse of the Bible. And we need to live our life for Jesus, huh? Because after Jesus lived for me, rose for me, so that I can now live for him. And in Galatians 2, when it begins with, I have been crucified with Christ, okay, we got it. We did that on Good Friday. But now I no longer live. Jesus lives inside of me. That if we're going to live this newness of life, we got to stop focusing on ourselves and how good or bad we're doing in our walk with the Lord. We need to let him live inside of us more. As John the Baptist says, he must increase and I must decrease. So the point of this resurrection life is that you and I let Jesus live his life through us abundantly. And when we start doing these three things, then we'll start walking in this newness of life. We don't have to wait just to the resurrection. Oh, when I die, then I'm going to live forever. That's nice. But he lived so you can live today also. So to walk in this newness of life, we need to do three things. We need to live in life abundantly. We need to live a life of joy. We need to live our life for Jesus. Let's do this Easter. Let's show the world that Jesus is risen. He's risen indeed. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.